Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 19th edition. Hope everybody had a great Tuesday. Hope everybody had a better Tuesday than the Seattle Mariners, who got no-hit for the second time already this season, and they've nearly been no-hit a couple other times. So it's been a fun one. If you're the Seattle Mariners offense, congrats to Spencer Turnbull on a beauty there. We had some more fun offense. It was a crazy, crazy night of scoring, one that you won't see very many times, especially in cash games. We had, like, Austin Meadows at 80% and some other guys. Saw in the Slack chat, like, 150 wasn't scoring in cash on DK, and that doesn't happen very often, like, if more than ever. So that was a crazy night, a kind of random occurrence. And we keep attacking it on a Wednesday. It was a fun one on Tuesday, but we have 12 games for you on Wednesday. If you hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric with your questions, I'll help you there. Also, join us in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. We'll take care of you there. And if you can give a rate and review on iTunes of the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would deeply, deeply appreciate it. Before we get into the 12-game slate, if you're into golf, we have the major week in the PGA Tour, the PGA Championship. So check out the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and DFS Golf Gods Jesse, previewing the event on the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast. And if you're a season-long fantasy baseball player, go check out Benched with Bubba. Recorded a new episode on Tuesday. Bubba and the Bat Flip, episode 84, reviewing your Week 7 fab and much, much more. So come on, check all the goodies out there. But you are here for MLB DFS. So let's get at it for you. 12 games. We don't have all the totals yet, but I'll give you what we have so far. We have Miami and Philadelphia, 7.5. Boston, Toronto, 10.5. Pittsburgh, St. Louis, 7. Milwaukee, Kansas City, 7.5. Houston, Oakland, 8.5. Detroit, Seattle, 8.5. Lots of good pitching on the slate. Very, very top heavy pitching slate. And it starts off with Clayton Kershaw, 10-5 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Kershaw's been outstanding of late. It's always a question, how deep does he go in a game, though? He's gone 5 innings and 6 innings in his last two. He's got you over 20 DK points in back-to-back starts. It is an Arizona team that's struggling tremendously at the plate. If you want to go Kershaw, you can, but with so many options tonight, I'm probably not going there. Urias looks really good on Tuesday night. Went, I believe, 6 innings, struck out 7, gave up, like, 1 run. So he looks really, really good. I'm going to pass on Kershaw. He's outstanding. So if you want to use him, go for it. There's just so many other options. Like $200 cheaper, you get Corbin Burnes at the Kansas City Royals. Burnes coming off a 5-inning, 1-earned, 9K performance after missing some time due to COVID, racking up 23.7 points. The dude has been a strikeout machine, 9 or more strikeouts in all 6 starts this season. He's gone at least 5 innings in every start, usually 6 innings. He's given up 1 earned run or less in all but 1 starts this season. In all those starts, they give 1 run or less. He has 30 or more DK points in 4 or 5. He had 24 his last time out. The dude has been an electric factory, and he gets a Kansas City Royals team that you can pick on early and often. Striking out nearly 24% of the time for trying to pitching. Somehow Woodruff couldn't strike them out. That was confusing. But give me some Corbin Burnes at 10-3. Love him tonight. At $10,000, you got Max Scherzer, who's been just as good of late. Not as many strikeouts, but goes deeper into ball games. Still 1 earned run or less in 3 straight starts. 1 earned run or less in 6 of his last 7 starts, where he's got you 30 or more DK points 5 of 6 times in those 6 starts. So the ceiling for Max Scherzer is absolutely ridiculous. Facing a Chicago Cubs team, striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. The wind is blowing out to left, it looks like, at Wrigley on Wednesday. But they might be without Anthony Rizzo, who left in the 5th inning with back spasms. So it could be an even easier lineup for Scherzer to navigate. Wouldn't be shocked if he gives up a home run or two. That's what he does. But the strikeout should be a plenty. And at $10,000, I'd take him over Kershaw as well. But your savings on this slate might not have the ceiling of Burns and Scherzer. Burns and Scherzer could get over 30 pretty easily. We've seen Scherzer get into the 40s. Like, that's what these guys do. But if you want stability, Jack Flaherty has been that guy. Six innings or more in, five straight starts. Three earned runs or less in every start. Back-to-back starts with no earned runs. He has six or more Ks in four straight starts. In those four starts, 25 or more DK points in all four starts. He faced Pittsburgh three starts ago, six innings, six hits, three earned, nine Ks for 24.7. He is as steady Eddie as it comes and gets his Pittsburgh team that he's already faced once this year, as we talked about, and a Pittsburgh team that just struggles, striking out 23% of the time versus righties with a 235 average, 116 ISO, 85 WRC plus. So Flaherty is an outstanding savings on this slate from Burns and Scherzer. I think he's got a similar stat line potential to Kershaw, but you're saving $800. So give me Flaherty over Kershaw. Burns and Scherzer have the much better ceiling than Flaherty. We know that. But Flaherty's consistency and stability at a bit of a discount cannot be overlooked on this slate, a slate that doesn't have a ton of value pitching that won't be chalk because there's not a ton of it, so everyone's going to be focused on the same value arms. So Flaherty at 97, I like quite a bit. If you want another savings, you got John Means at $9,400 on this slate, and he's just been outstanding as well. He's gone all seven starts this year, two earned runs or less. He has given up zero runs in four of those seven starts, and he's putting up basically 20-plus in five of seven starts, not to mention the no-no against Seattle. He has been great at $9,400, and the kicker on this one, you got the Tampa Bay Rays, who are striking out 32% of the time versus left-handed pitching with a 216 average and an 87 WRC-plus versus left-handed pitching. They have been bad, very, very bad versus left-handed pitching. So John Means at 94 might get overlooked in the slate. We'll see, but in a phenomenal spot versus the Tampa Bay Rays. Just in a similar situation as Means, but $300 cheaper. Trevor Rogers at the Philadelphia Phillies, and he'll probably go extremely overlooked in this one. He's been great as well. Five or more innings in pretty much every start this season. Three earned runs or less in every start this season. 25 or more DK points in four of his last four starts, four of his last five starts. And he gets a Phillies team who struggles against left-handed pitching, striking out nearly 30% of the time versus lefties, hitting 250 with a 99 WRC plus. That strikeout rate is huge for Trevor Rogers. Rogers might have the toughest matchup of these 9K and above pitchers, but the Phillies struggles against lefties. The chance Realmuto's out of the lineup. Maybe Harper takes the day off after playing for some reason on Tuesday after being banged up. Didi's on the IL. It's a lefty-heavy lineup. We got Hoskins and Baum, but as a whole, the right-handed bats are not doing McCutcheon. They're just not hitting lefties at all. So Rogers makes for a great GPP play at hopefully lower ownership in this setup. So recapping your 9K and above, Kershaw's fine. I just probably won't use him because A is the most expensive, and B, I can get similar output. Burns and Scherzer are your ceiling pitchers. They are outstanding. Both should be in for phenomenal outings. I like them both quite a bit. I think Flaherty is a great pivot off of those two. I think he's basically Kershaw for $800 cheaper. He's got a great 20 to 25 point floor. Maybe a little more upside. We just haven't seen it past that. But really good stuff there from Flaherty potentially. And then you got guys like John Means at 94 and Trevor Rogers. Both phenomenal plays against teams that struggle tremendously versus left-handed pitching. So if you don't want to take the Burns or Scherzer route, you can go Flaherty, Means, Rogers. No problem there at all. Means might even have a higher ceiling than Flaherty, but Flaherty's got the safer floor, if that makes sense. So there's a lot to like with those four. I love Flaherty just for the fact I can pretty much put him in, and barring baseball doing stupid stuff, I'm going to get 20-plus points, and that's what I want. The other guys have the volatility where they can give up some home runs, but the strikeouts should be there, and they should go deep enough into games to hit those ceilings. So a lot to like there. It's going to be fun to see the ownership, and you can play the ownership game there. If you want to take the lowest owned guys out of those five, do it. Make it happen. All right. Other pitchers, though, like if you want to go Zach Eflin versus Miami, you can. It's $8,300. I probably won't. Where I will be going is Shohei Ohtani, because once again, he's too cheap. He's $7,400, coming off just an outstanding seven innings of one run, 10 Ks for 30.8 points his last time out at $7,400. We know prior to that start, he was, you know, walking a lot of guys, not going deep into games. But the thing I preached that night is he is an ace. He literally is one of the elite pitchers in all of baseball. He's just been battling blisters and figuring things out. He figured it out his last start. Could it regress? Sure. But they haven't priced him up. He's still $7,400. If he was $9,200, we'd be in a discussion of like, okay, you got Means, you got Rogers, you got Flaherty, what are we going to do? He's $7,400, people. He was like 5% owned last time out. I guarantee you he'll be more than 5% owned this time, but it's a Cleveland Indians offense. It's a Cleveland Indians offense that is striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 219 average and 87 WRC plus. Give me all the Shohei Ohtani at $7,400. Pair him up with one of the 9K and above pitchers and rock and roll, especially in cash. I don't mind that at all. If you need some other discounts, well, Seattle got shut down by Casey Mize. They got no hit by Spencer Turnbull. I can't stand Tarik Skubal, but at $6,200, he's in the discussion. He's in the discussion. Got beat up by the Cubs his last time out. Prior to that, 5 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks against the Twins for 19.7. So we've seen the ceilings. We've seen the negative output games. Skubal's all over the board. He's $6,200, but Seattle striking out 29% of the time versus left-handed pitching with a 181 batting average against, a 166 ISO, and a 74 WRC+. They're offensively challenged. They are just really, really bad. So if you want to go Skubal at 62, I get it. I totally get it. The other popular punt's going to be Logan Gilbert at $4,700. Made his debut his last time out. Didn't go too deep into the game. You got to imagine jitters and whatnot. Gave him some hard contact, but the strikeout rate was still very, very strong in that debut. We talked about him on Bench with Bubba. Me and Toby did on Tuesday night. So he's a guy I still believe in. I'm going to keep attacking him. You got the Detroit Tigers, who are striking out 27.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 228 average against, 155 ISO, 89 WRC+. So Gilbert at 47, still zero problem attacking him on this slate at that price point. I think he's going to be super popular because the bats you're going to want tonight are very expensive, and you're going to want one of those high-priced pitchers. So I could see Gilbert as a popular SP2. I love Shohei as an SP2. I'm going to try to see what a Shohei Gilbert lineup can build as well. I think there's some fun there. It's going to be hard to avoid the 9K guys and above, though. If like you can double dip the 9K guys and still get a lineup you like offensively, that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to do that as well. We'll talk about some of those stacks as we go through the podcast here. But, you know, you got Burns and Scherzer up top. Love them both. Burns is more of a 30 to 35 point guy. Scherzer's got a 30 to 40 point situation there that we've seen. Then you got Flaherty, who just brings such a great floor to the ball game. And then you got Means and Rogers, both phenomenal GPP plays against teams that just struggle tremendously versus left-handed pitching. You could go Eflin if you want. Love Shohei Ohtani. Love Logan Gilbert as value pitchers. If you want to be different with Tarik Skubal, you can. I can see that as well. So some fun ways to go at it on this 12-game slate. But I keep hinting at these batters. Let's talk about them. The catcher's position on this 12-game slate. You could go Wilson Contreras, hoping that someone goes deep up for Scherzer, but I will pass. We're going to save some cash. You could go Christian Vasquez. We're stripling in the over-under 10.5 on that game. Vasquez is 4,500. Yan Gomes at 43, both intriguing plays in their matchups for stripling and Arrieta, respectively. William Contreras is 4K versus Peterson. Mike Zunino, if you're not using John Means, he double-donged on Tuesday. We talk about Zunino all the time. Very good GPP play because he's going to hit home runs or do nothing. He hit 2 home runs on Tuesday. He's got the lefty Means. I love Means. If he has a rough one, though, Zunino could have a field day. So tournament only for Mike Zunino. If you want to save some cash, though, Omar Narvaez at 3,500 versus Brad Keller, I love. I'm going to keep attacking Brad Keller over and over and over again. And Narvaez is one of those guys at $3,500 to take some nice savings, good cash game play at the catcher's position versus Brad Keller. The Brewers' offense is dreadful, but I will stack them tonight, A, because they're cheap, and B, Brad Keller is just not good at pitching. If he has a good game, that's baseball. But in reality, we've attacked him a lot this year, and it's been very, very successful. And if we attack him every time he pitches, we'll be successful way more than we're not. So we're going to keep that train going with Omar Narvaez at $3,500. A couple other savings if you want them. No, we're not going there. Not going there either. Eric Haas versus Gilbert at 29. I could see that because you'll get Gilbert going probably 5, maybe 6 if things go well. Then you got some Seattle bullpen. Haas has shown some power, so he's 29. Danny Jansen is 28 versus Garrett Richards in that bandbox of a ball game. So you can go those routes. And then maybe some Tom Murphy at 25 versus Tarik Skubal. Tom Murphy's kind of like a Mike Zunino light. Tournaments only, hoping for the home run. First base position, you got Vladito in Coors South. And I say that because A, it's going to play like Coors South. B, they're priced like they're in Coors. Because Vladito's at $6,200. So take that one and chew on it. Trey Mancini's 54. I love Baltimore as a contrarian stack versus Yarbrough, who when he's soft tossing it, when his off-speed isn't working, very, very hittable. So Mancini at 54 is intriguing. But, you know, Vladito at 62 or even Luke Voit at 52, Yang, making the spot start for Texas from the KBO, been effective out of the bullpen for 3 to 4 inning stints. We'll see what he does versus the Yankees power bats. So Voit to 52, don't hate it. You got Rhys Hoskins at 47, but Jared Walsh at 46, very good play for LA. I don't mind the LA bats versus Savali, but no Mike Trout. You can't use Ohtani, even though he is hitting. You can only use him at pitcher. So who are you stacking Walsh with? That's the problem. Jose Iglesias, Justin Upton, who went deep on Tuesday. It's a very Rendon. It's like it's not a team I want to stack right now. But I don't hate Walsh at 46. If you can go like Walsh and Ohtani, I'd be thrilled, but you can't go Ohtani. Goldschmidt's only 42 versus Trevor Cahill. That's a nice value in a tournament because Goldschmidt can go off at any moment. Cahill can be a mess at any moment. So Goldie at 42 is a nice value. Also like me some Matt Olson. He went deep on Tuesday. I mentioned he's too cheap. Great tournament-type plays. Went deep. That's what he does. So 4K versus Greinke I like. Nate Lowe if you're stacking Texas at 39. Don't mind a Texas stack. Again, I just love their value in their matchup, so I'll go there again. Josh Bell had Tuesday off. He's 35 versus Arrieta, so a nice price point for him. If you're in the Slack, I saw G-Man Choi in the lineup. I said play him in cash, play him, play him. He went deep. I'm not going to play him versus Means because of the lefty-lefty situation, but we're going to keep playing some G-Man Choi when he's cheap, so keep an eye on that stuff. That's why you should be in the Slack chat. Because I'm not going to hit everything on this show. When lineups come out, I see different things. We talk some more in there. I'm not the only one that talks. A lot of great minds discussing things in the chat room. The last one I'll mention, if we are on team attack, Brad Keller, Daniel Vogelbach is only $3,000 versus Keller. So keep him in mind tonight. Second base position, Marcus Semien, Coors Field pricing at $6,200 and well worth it if you can afford it. Don't hate that at all. Ozzie Albies, maybe he's interesting, but like Eduardo Escobar, if you're fading Kershaw, 5,000 is a bit steep. But Nick Solak at 49, he went deep. Love me some Jazz Chisholm. I loved him at 4,400 last night. I like him as a one-off if you're not stacking Miami pretty much every night. He went deep on Tuesday. He's up to 48. His price tag is a rising, but don't bind him versus Eflin at $4,800. Tommy Edmond at 43 is a nice little value versus Cahill. The St. Louis team is priced pretty middle of the pack, so I don't hate that a lot. So Edmund at 43 is on the radar. A few others, Colton Wong leading off for Milwaukee versus Keller at 4,000. Like that for your Milwaukee stacks. Don't even mind. I don't even mind that if you're just doing a cash game play, but definitely for your Milwaukee stacks. And then one of the better values on this slate, I had him on my notes before he hit a grand slam, but Gavin Lux is second base shortstop eligible. He's $3,300 versus Merrill Kelly. Sign me up for that. Lux is heating up. He's playing every day. Really like that versus Merrill Kelly at $3,300. Kiki Hernandez is back for Boston. He's 33 versus Stripling, second base outfield eligible, so some nice value for him as well. So there's some of your value plays there with Kiki Hernandez and Gavin Lux. And if you want to go Dylan Moore versus Tarik Skubal at 27, you can, even though that team's dreadful. Moore has been slowly starting to hit, so keep an eye on him as you're building those lineups. Third base, J-Ram had another nice game on Tuesday, 62 versus Ohtani. Not sure I can pay that price tag. DJ LeMay, who's 56. Not sure I can pay that, but it's interesting. I'd rather pay 55 for Rafael Devers for Stripling and Coors South for sure. Like that one a lot more. So keep him in mind. You got Arenado. If you're stacking St. Louis, he's in play. Otherwise, you're paying for Devers. Plain simple there. Anthony Rendon's at 51. Now, we need to get him going slowly, but surely he's averaging. He's hitting 316 over his last 10, which is good to see. Averaging almost 10 points per game over his last 10. So if you are stacking up the Angels versus Savali, Rendon is in play, but he's just so expensive. I'd rather get the Devers or down to Urshela at 48 versus Yang. Even Matt Chapman, if you're stacking up Oakland versus Greinke, I'd rather get to than pay that price tag for Rendon. But I get it if you're in that situation. A couple others. If you're fading Yarbrough, Mikel Franco's 4,100. I've been riding the Austin Riley train. We talked about it a lot. He went deep again, back-to-back games going deep. He's 3,800 versus Peterson, still too cheap for his overall upside. Candelario at 36, if you're not using Logan Gilbert, good price point for the Candyman. A couple more knocks for you on Tuesday. Another value I like, Charlie Morton, he can get you a lot of strikeouts because of a lot of contact, and that Braves bullpen is not that great. Johnny VR is $3,400. He's hitting like seventh in that lineup, which is kind of a downer, but he went deep for you on Thursday. He's gotten you 16, 3, 0, 10, 16, 10. So double-digit points in four of his last six games. He's getting on. He's stealing bags. Don't hate him at the price point at 34 if you're looking to save some money with the big-time pitching against Charlie Morton. It's a GPP play, not a cash game play, but I definitely see the appeal. Starting Castro at 33 if you're stacking Washington, he's on the radar for you there. And then other than that, I want to see me some lineups. Maybe Phil Gosselin for the Angels. Shortstop. Look at another Toronto Blue Jay, Bo Bichette at $6,200. Trey Turner at $6,000. Both guys are phenomenal plays tonight. Both of them phenomenal. Xander Bogaerts at $5,900. Great plays, all three of them. All worth every penny. I'll take Bo Bichette, but they're all great plays. Stack them. If you're doing only one, I want Bo Bichette, but that's mighty expensive. So somehow Miguel Rojas, who I love, is up to $5,000. I love you, Miguel. I'm never paying $5,000 for you. I'd rather pay $4,800 for Jazz Chisholm or Gio Urshela any day of the week. So that's a tough one, kid. Tommy Edmonds, 43, talked about him already. IKF's 39 if you're stacking Texas. Usually not a piece of my stacks. Nico Goodrum's only 38 versus Gilbert. So I always get suckered into Detroit because they're so cheap. And if Gilbert is super chalky, which I think he might be for the fact I mentioned before, people want a high-priced pitcher with some high-priced bats, you're going to play Logan Gilbert. If Gilbert is as chalky as I think he's going to be, I will have a Detroit stack with Candelario, Goodrum, Grossman, and maybe a couple others. We'll see how the lineup looks, but I will for sure 100% have a Detroit stack if Gilbert is as chalky as I think he's going to be. So come join the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. We'll break it all down for you in there. Love Gavin Lux at 33. Talked about that already. Big fan of that. He's the cover boy for my article at RotoBaller.com. It's a premium article Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you'd like to become a member of RotoBaller, super, super affordable. Gets you season long and DFS for all sports. Use promo code Bubba for a very nice discount on your season package. Other than that, after Lux, there's not a ton. Unless, like, if you want Willie Adames at 3K, only if you're stacking Tampa Bay. Don't use it as a one-off. Only if you're stacking Tampa Bay. Go that route. Pretty much that's about it for now. At shortstop, head into the outfield. Tons of options here. You got Acuna. Betts went deep on Tuesday, which is great to see. You got Aaron Judge versus Yang at 59. You wouldn't be shocked if anything happens there. Same with Soto. Martinez and Coors South. I like that Judge play quite a bit. Judge, Soto, Martinez, big, big plays there in the high 5K range. But, you know, Teoscar Hernandez at 51, get a little bit of savings for Coors. So I don't mind jumping on that train. In his matchup, Grichik's 47. He went deep on Tuesday, even more savings for Coors South. I like Grichik quite a bit. He's swinging a really good bat. Him and Teoscar swinging good bats. You get a little bit of savings out those big 6K guys in Varito, Bichette, and Simeon. A few others. Chris Taylor went deep on Tuesday. He's 46. Christian Yelich is back. He's 4,600 versus Brad Keller. So keep him in mind. He went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts on Tuesday. So it seems like he's picking up right where he left off. But Christian Yelich at 46 versus Brad Keller. If anything is going to get you right, it's probably Brad Keller. So keep him in mind. If you're fading Tariq Skubal, Mitch Haniger's 45 and been swinging a great bat. One of the only guys I could say that about on Seattle. Michael Brantley's 42. Love me some Kyle Schwarber again at 41 versus Jake Arrieta. I think he goes deep on Wednesday. Mark Canha at 4K if you're fading Greinke. Yeah, Gallo at 4K in your Rangers stacks. Verdugo's only $3,800 in Coors South. That is a hell of a discount if you're playing there. Adelis Garcia, my boy, it's coming, folks. I've been making fun of DK. I've been making fun of him. I know they don't listen to the show, but I've been making fun of him. He's up to $3,800 tonight. So we're going to get that mid-4Ks to high-4Ks real soon. He's taking that jump. So love him while you can. He stole a base for us on Tuesday, another double-digit fantasy production evening. Adelis at 38, like that quite a bit. Robbie Grossman at 37, talked about him. Austin Hayes, if you're fading Yarbrough at 36, really good value for Austin Hayes. Love Kyle Tucker, hit an absolute moonshot on Tuesday. He's 3,600 versus Montas, really good savings for Mr. Tucker there. A few others. If you want to go one-off with Ian Happ, you can at 34. I wouldn't. Ryan Mountcastle's 34. If you're fading Yarbrough, it's a good piece of savings. Lourdes Gurriel's been ice cold, but he's $3,400 in Coors South, so that's not too shabby for savings. A few others, like Akil Badu had a couple knocks. He's 33. Willie Calhoun's only 33. I like that value quite a bit. Avi Garcia and Lorenzo Cano with $3,200, really cheap versus Brad Keller. Milwaukee, very, very cheap stack, folks. Very, very cheap. You know, Clint Frazier's 31 versus the lefty Yang. Got DJ Stewart. You got Dylan Carlson. Mentioned Eric Haas. Tons of value. Jackie Bradley Jr. is 28. David Dahl's only 28. That's a nice value if you want a cheap piece of Texas. Other than that, check it. Like Victor Robles only 2,500. He's actually swinging a really good bat right now. So keep an eye on Victor Robles. 2,500. He's hitting ninth. So you can do the wraparound stack with Turner and company. Not bad there. He's got 2-0 in his last two games. And then Friday, that 14, 17, and 16. So he's starting to show a little bit of life, which is good to see there from one Victor Robles. Let's recap your pitching on this 12-game slate. You got the big dogs up top, Kershaw, Burns, Scherzer, Flaherty, Means, Rogers, all over 9K. Burns and Scherzer, they got your ceiling, 30 to 40-point ceilings. I prefer Burns over Scherzer, but it's like splitting straws. Flaherty at 97, phenomenal floor. I like him a lot tonight. Might play him just for the savings over Scherzer and Burns, but I'm not there yet just because I know what Burns and Scherzer can do when they get locked in. Not sure Flaherty can do that. So that's the tough part there. Yeah, John Means at 94, great GPP play against a struggling Tampa Bay offense that just cannot hit lefties. And same with Trevor Rogers at 91. I'll take Means over Rogers, but Rogers is facing a Phillies team that can't hit lefties either. So Means and Rogers give you some nice leverage off the big dogs. You got Ohtani at 74. Love him tonight. Love, love, love me some Shohei Ohtani. Too cheap. And then if you want some value arms, Drake Scoobles intriguing at 62 against that Mariners offense that just got no hit and can't hit lefties. But Logan Gilbert at 47 is the value of the day. Will be super popular probably, which might make it harder to play him. But keep some Logan Gilbert in your mind. If you're stacking tonight, Baltimore is very, very intriguing as of extremely low on stacked versus Yarbrough. Boston, Toronto, Coors South is where you want to be. I love the Toronto side more than the Boston side, but both phenomenal stacks. Probably going back to the Washington well versus Arrieta. I can definitely see that. St. Louis is intriguing versus Cahill. Not all in there. New York against Yang's there, but I'll still have some Texas versus Kluber. I love using those Texas bats for some mediocre pitching. Milwaukee versus Kansas City, I'll jump on that one. Houston, Oakland, both very intriguing as well. And maybe Detroit if Gilbert's popular. So my favorite ones, Boston and Toronto for sure. Washington, Milwaukee. And then starting to take bits and pieces of Detroit, Texas, and New York. And Houston and Oakland. So I want to see some lineups to see where they land. Lots and lots to like there on this 12-game slate, especially high-priced pitching. So if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDintric. Join the free Fantasy Degens Slack chat. All that good stuff there. If you like my written content, rotoballer.com. Premium access, use promo code Bubba to get you a discount on that one. Also, if you have a rate and review on iTunes, I'd truly appreciate it for MLB DFS Quick Hits and Bench with Bubba, if you'd like. If you're into season-long content, just dropped Bench with Bubba episode 371, Bubba and the Bat Flip 84 with Toby on Tuesday night. Also, if you're into golf, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing the PGA Championships. Come out, check out all that good stuff and much, much more. But for now, good luck on this Wednesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 19th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.